说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod, bringing you lessons in spoken Mandarin, coming all the way from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're looking at cell phones today, are we not, Jenny?
Yes, we are.
Cell phones. How do you say cell phone in Chinese?
手机手机
手机
嗯手
手
对手机 which means a hand machine.
A hand machine.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
But I guess it makes sense because you do hold it with your hands. And also, it's a very handy machine.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Now, would you just tell us for a second about the tones on that? Because it's quite interesting.
Yeah. 手机, third and first.
Third and first. One more time. Let's hear the sound.
手机.
There you go. So that's the focus of our lesson today. You're going to learn how to...Talk about cell phones, mobile phones. So what we'll do is we'll have a dialogue. We'll listen to it three times. After that, we'll come back and we'll put it all together for you. If you understand it first time, that's great. If you don't worry. We'll help you to figure it out.
这
是谁的手机？
是我的。
我可以用吗？
可以。
Second time。
这是谁的手机？
是我的。
我可以用吗？
可以。
Third time。
这是谁的手机？
是我的。
我可以用吗？
可以。
Now let's do the translations.
Let's do the translations.
这是谁的手机?
Whose mobile phone is this?
这是谁的手机?
Whose cell phone is this?
这是谁的手机? 是我的。
It's mine.
是我的。
That's mine.
是我的。我可以用吗?
Can I use it?
我可以用吗?
Can I use it?
我可以用吗? 可以。
Sure.
可以。
You can use it.
可以。
Well, there you have it.I don't know what's happening here, why this person really needs to borrow a cell phone. Because one thing is interesting, Jenny, as you know.
You can never lend your cell phone.
Well, you can, if you want to. But what I was going to say is, there's millions and millions and millions and millions, if not hundreds of millions.
Yeah,
if not trillions.
Yeah, vicinity of 400 million
cell phones in China.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there's trillions of cell phones.
God.So why do you have to borrow?
Exactly. Exactly. So you, the listener...
Maybe he wants to make an IDD card.
Oh, maybe he does. Or so you, the listener, can fill in the mysterious details for yourself. It's like poetry here. So anyway, let's take a look at it again from the top. Let's start with the first sentence, please, Jenny.
这是谁的手机?这是谁的手机?
Now, our key word today, of course, is...
手机。手机
And just to remind you, the mnemonic there is hand machine. 手机 Now, when you're asking whose
谁的谁的
谁 That means whose. So the word for who is
谁谁
And whose
谁的谁的
Great. So the question was whose cell phone
谁的手机谁的手机?
Now, this would actually function perfectly well as a sentence. If you picked up the phone in your hand and you said,
谁的手机?
That would be perfectly comprehensible. But in this case, we got the full sentence and we're saying this.
这是,这是。
So,
这是谁的手机?这是谁的手机?
Yeah, so literally it is, this is whose cell phone.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Now, somebody replies, of course, in the affirmative, and that is...
是我的,是我的。
Now, this is the same 是, right? Fourth tone means the verb, it's the verb to be.
And 我的,我的 similar pattern to 谁的.
Yes.
Meaning mine.
So the pronoun for I or me or my, well, for I or me is?
我.
And so mine is?
我的.
So we have the sentence, it's mine.
是我的.
There you go. 是我的.
Yes.
Now, the second question. You've established whose phone it is. You're in desperate need to call someone for some reason. I don't know what it
is. Your ulterior motive.
Maybe. Now, how do you ask that question? Can I use it? I'd like to use it. Can I use it? How did we say that?
我可以用吗? 我可以用吗?
Now, this is interesting. A couple of interesting points here. Notice at the end of this sentence, you have a particle, and it's...
妈. Ma.
Now, ma, of course, helps to form a question. So we've got a question on our hands.
A yes or no question.
A yes or no. Now, there's two really powerful verbs in here. Let's take a look at them. The verb 用, tell us about this.
用, fourth tone, means to use.
To use.
用.
用.
And 可以, 可以.
Yes.
Two third tones, meaning... Can or
to be able to.
To be able to.
To be able to. Yeah. So you have the phrase, 可以用吗?
可以用吗?
Yeah.
Can I use it?
Yes, can I use it? Can it be used kind of literally, but obviously by implication, it's 可以用吗 means can I use it? In fact, we have the pronoun here. What was it?
我可以用吗? 我可以用吗?
Yeah, 我可以用吗? Now, you could use this in many, many contexts. Maybe it's somebody's pen on the table. You could lift it and say,
我可以用吗?
Right, so it could be any, basically any item there. If you're in the habit of borrowing and using other people's
and
things.
And never returning it.
Which I do. From time to time. Now, and the reply comes, you use the same verb. When somebody says, 可以用吗? You can use the same verb and say,
可以.
可以. Meaning?
Yes.
Go ahead. Feel free. Knock yourself out. 可以.
Oh, you might regret it. 1,000 quiet phone bill.
Indeed, you might do. Okay, now, so there you have it. That's your office conversation. Somebody's in sort of dreadful need to make a quick phone call for some reason. You've got the language there. Let's listen to that three times.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Dialogue, first time.
这是谁的手机?
是我的。
我可以用吗?
可以。
Second time.
这是谁的手机?
是我的。
我可以用吗?
可以。
Third time.
这是谁的手机?
是我的。
我可以用吗?
可以。
Okay, Jenny, talk to me about cell phones.
Yeah, talk to us about your very big cell phone.
My first ever 手机.
Back in the days.
My first ever 手机 was in, I don't know, the early 90s. And it was, in those days, we called them a 大哥大.
大哥大. It's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
大哥 means big brother, right?
Yeah.
大哥大.
I don't really know the origin. I mean, this was in Taiwan. I had one in Taiwan. It was a huge thing.
It was like a brick.
Like a brick. You practically needed a backpack to carry it around, but it looked great. And you go into a restaurant, just put it on the table. They stood up on the table. And you could
but it was a status symbol back then.
Status symbol, yeah.
Because they cost like 10,000 renminbi at least.
Oh,
right?
I think I paid 14 or 15,000 renminbi for the first one. It was more than a status symbol. It was an indication of how physically strong you are because these things were so heavy.
But you couldn't really use it to connect with that many people. Yeah.
Exactly. Nobody called it. But anyway, those were the good old days. So that was my first ever show, G. Well, we hope that was useful. And as you know, the real learning is about making the connections, exploring the learning. Go to ChinesePod.com. You'll find lots of ways where you can explore this and make connections and build up your knowledge of Shouji and other things.
And also, ChinesePod has a mobile site.
Yes, we do.
You can browse ChinesePod, learn Chinese on your Shouji.
Oh, very clever, miss. Well done.
Good plugging.
Indeed.
Cross promo.
Keep it up. Keep it going. All right. I think that's it for today. Guys, we'll be back again tomorrow with another lesson. Right now, however, it's time to say
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0884. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0884 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0884.